This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yeah, they do. Check them out. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. As we like to do, we like to finish the week here lately with Mr. Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Glad to be here.
Now, we actually have a different way to kick this off because we have a call coming in about this Pennsylvania garbage registration bill. They want to talk about that, so shall we take that? Dean?
Sure. I can't say that I've studied that bill. I've heard of it, of course.
But yeah, I've looked at it a little bit. It's absolute garbage. But let's go to Craig in Pennsylvania. Good evening, sir.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Just a quick update. I emailed my state representative, Steve Mensker. He says he has very little chance of getting through at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But that does not mean that my fellow Pennsylvanians should not be contacting their own state representatives also.
Let's give a few details to this for people in Pennsylvania that may be listening to this. Once you get your gun, you then have to go to your state police and register it with, I guess they have the right of turning you down. Is that right, Craig?
I'm not quite sure about that. I did not get a chance to look at the legislation.
Okay.
But you're supposed to go do all this paperwork, get your fingerprints, and get your photograph. You know, basically treating you like, you know, you're guilty of a crime,
sure,
basically.
Sure. You ostensibly would have gone through a background check to buy the gun in the first place. Then you go to the police, and they can turn you down, and then you have 3 days to turn in the gun if they turn you down, and you can't sell it because it isn't registered. It's also sort of a cash grab because it's...
Yeah, what they're doing is they're changing a right into a privilege.
Right.
They're saying you only can have that gun if we allow you to have it.
Yep.
And you have to check with us first. That's what it's
you have to. You have to pay... Listen to this, Dean. You have to pay $10 per gun, and the registration is only good for 1 year, and then you got to pay the $10 per gun again. So it's also a cash grab. And the other part of it is they don't show any sort of way they're going to actually enforce the bill.
Well, that's interesting. Now, yeah. I will say that we're moving in the right direction on this because Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh, who was appointed by President Trump,
right,
in one of his opinions said that registration is not a long-standing regulation that would necessarily be constitutional under the Second Amendment.
Right.
So there's a good chance that if registration gets appealed to the Supreme Court might say, no, registration's not constitutional.
I'm going to presume, Craig, that some Democrat proposes.
Yes, that was Angel Cruz from the area of Philadelphia, and he's a Democrat.
Class A city, right? Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I'm glad.
I also know that... Pennsylvanians here would be up in arms if something like that passed. And I'm not quite sure what would happen if you would have a civil war or what, but this is a big gun-loving state here.
Well, since they don't have a registry right now, how are they going to know who registers? This would be like New York.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be interesting to watch. But you say that there's no chance it's going to pass, but it's, you know, they've sort of unmasked themselves on this one. So.
Right. Here's the thing. It may not be much of a chance, but there's a small chance. You know.
And they'll keep coming back. And they'll keep
people
proposing.
In New Zealand probably thought there was no chance that they would have to give up their semi-autos either.
Why are they proposing this now, Craig? Has there been somebody calling for this, or what's the deal with this?
I think it's just probably what's been going on the federal level, just my guess.
Right.
You know, they want to take guns away from bloodline citizens and what has happened in New Zealand. There's just a big push on disarming everybody, and they're just showing their true colors.
But, I mean, Pennsylvania outside of Philadelphia is a very big gun state, isn't it?
That is correct. It's big hunting culture here. So, you know, if you want to do some deer hunting, Pennsylvania is a good place to go.
Right. Well, for the people listening, and I know I've got a couple of affiliates in Pennsylvania. For those of you listening to me, get on the phone with your politician, whoever that may be, your Congress critter, whatever that is. Get on the phone for the Pennsylvania, and this is House Bill HB 0768, and tell them to say no to that because you guys are Americans.
And this is state level. It is not federal level.
Right. Not your Congress critter. I'm sorry. Your state assembly critter. Call that critter and tell him no to HB 078 because you guys were born free. You'll die free. And if they don't believe that, keep pushing. And we'll maybe not say that. I don't know. I shouldn't say that. I really shouldn't go that far, Craig. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. They're just coming out of the woodwork with all kinds of stuff, Dean. All kinds of stuff.
They are. They're emboldened.
Yeah. We have about 2 minutes and 45 seconds in this segment, so I don't want to kick off on this just yet. But when we come back, I want to talk about New Zealand a little more. Not so much what's coming, because, you know, they've already made the announcement of what's coming. Let's talk about the history of New Zealand and gun ownership in New Zealand. I don't know that much about it. I know you go to Australia a lot, and I like comparisons of that if we can get that from you. I also looked I looked a little deeper into your efficacy on guns where you actually broke down the cases. That's really interesting. Yeah. That's really interesting. So
yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah.
I think people who are interested about guns and pistols and bears will find it interesting.
Well, the thing about it is the people that were commenting on it, they got it. They looked at what you did, which was go out there and actually look at individual case studies of actual events where somebody used a handgun against a bear versus what everybody was saying. And they got what I think you were trying to impart was that the study itself was sort of skewed towards discouraging people carry guns in case they run into bears.
Absolutely. And what's really important is that in the efficacy study, done by Herrero and Tom Smith, they didn't give you real details. They just gave you a statistical analysis.
Right.
And in my study, with the 63 incidents, they only had 37 incidents. In my study, there's 63, and it's all we can find. We didn't leave any out.
Right.
Every incident has details about what actually happened. So you can look through for yourself and look at the failures and look at the successes and say, do I really think that was a success or do I really think that was a failure? Or could I have done that? Or could somebody else have done that? So there's just a lot more actual detail about what happened instead of a statistical analysis of somebody saying, well, this is a success and this isn't, and this is an injury and this isn't. And
right.
Sort of thing. You get to make up your own mind based on what actually happened.
On hard data, yeah. Which is the best thing to make that kind of call on. Now, for those of you who like this kind of stuff that Dean writes, which Dean covers the entire spectrum. I don't care what it is, whether it's manufacturing, politics, out in the woods, in the big city, wherever it is, he covers it because of this breadth of knowledge he has. You can find that stuff at either blogspot.gunwatch.com or at ammoland.com. There's a repository of 2,500 plus articles. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether
this is your first rifle or your 50th.
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. I am talking right now to Dean Weingarten. One thing that Dean does, as a matter of fact, we're going to do this later on this year, I think. Dean goes to Australia and hangs out with the Aussies, which I presume that's because you like the territory?
Well, originally I had a friend there in Australia, and I wanted to find out what was happening in the Australian gun culture. Because we hear all this that all the guns were confiscated and they didn't have any guns left and, you know, there weren't anybody to hunt in Australia. And most of that's wrong. There's still a strong gun culture in Australia. And I was right in the middle of it in New South Wales, near a town called Tamworth, which is really sort of the heart, I would say, of the Australian gun culture. There's a strong gun culture there, but it is regulated just to the minute little detail. For example, you can hunt kangaroos if you get a special permit to do so. I mean, they're plentiful and they're pests and they have to get rid of them. But right. If you're hunting them to harvest the meat and their hides, you can only shoot them when they're standing still, only in the head, only under a certain yardage, and only with certain calibers. Now, that sounds really silly, but we have comparable...
Why only in the head? What happens if you... What happens if you hit it in the neck or something? If you miss that, if you
well,
don't.
There was, I read about a professional hunter.
Right.
And they harvest a lot of kangaroos. There's you know, multiple thousands that they
right.
need to get rid of. And so in a group of carcasses that they brought into the processing plant, they saw that one of them had been hit in the body. So they have to tag each kangaroo with a tag. And they traced it back to the hunter who was supposed to have shot it, and they took his license away.
Okay.
I mean, it's to anybody who actually does much hunting, it just seems ludicrous, you know, because you normally don't just aim for the head. You aim for the heart and lungs just fine.
Right.
But that's how they require it. But think about our laws about hunting migratory waterfowl. Well, you can't use lead shot. You can only have 3 shots in your shotgun. Your gauge cannot be greater than a 10 gauge. You know, it begins to sound a little bit like these Australian regulations for kangaroos.
Right.
And the regulations are so minute and detailed because the kangaroo is the Australian national animal.
So is a kangaroo sort of like a coyote over there?
Well, of course, being an herbivore, there's a big difference. But they're a big pest. They're more like white-tailed deer.
Okay.
You know, there's just a lot of them. And, of course, we have different – we have mule deer, we have white-tailed deer, we have black-tailed deer, and they have different varieties of kangaroo. It's a whole continent and everything from, a big red kangaroo down to wallabies and a lot of different varieties. But the kangaroo in Australia hits a very similar ecological niche as our deer do in the United States.
Right.
And so, there are a lot of them. I saw a lot of roadkills when I was there.
So do you have to...
If you've been driven in the Midwest during the summertime, you see a lot of roadkill deer. Well, you see them similarly, roadkill kangaroos in Australia.
Right. Do you have to, once you've killed one, do you have to harvest it, or...?
No, not for roadkill. But again, with their gun laws, a guy killed... or hit a kangaroo, and or somebody else did. I don't know if he hit it or somebody else did, but it was suffering. You know, it was wounded, flopping about on the side of the road.
Right.
He had a rifle in his locked up in his trunk, which you have to do in Australia. And there was no cell phone coverage, so he didn't call the authorities to get permission to shoot the kangaroo. So he got his rifle out and shot it. And somebody saw it or whatever, or he reported it later, I forget which, and they cited him and gave him a ticket for not getting permission to shoot it first.
Okay.
So it's just very bureaucratic. That's the Australian approach to how they regulate and control guns. Now, I would say that out in the countryside, a lot of people don't pay attention to all the bureaucratic rules all the time, but they do it at their peril. You know, if somebody decides to turn them in for some reason or another, and there's all these recording devices out there, it's not like back in the 1940s and 50s where if you shot a deer out in the woods, nobody would know about it.
Right. So is anybody able to carry a gun in Australia at all?
Oh, boy.
We got about 2 minutes.
I can't say that there, as far as I can tell, I don't see any way other than being a policeman or a security guard. Security guards can. And if you are part of a security guard company, and I even looked into the possibility of could you form a security organization to, like, patrol farms and go into rural areas and to make sure that, you know, gates are closed and buildings are not being pilfered and that sort of thing. And I think that sort of thing could be done.
Right.
And when I was in Tamworth one day having lunch with a couple of friends, and as I went to get to the outdoor tables for the coffee shop, I passed a guy having a Glock 17 on his hip. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And he didn't look super official, you know. He didn't look like a police uniform anyway. Nobody was paying much attention. So I got to my friends, and I said, what's the deal with the guy carrying the pistol over there? And I said, well, what do you mean? I said, over there, and after they looked a little bit, they could see it. And I said, oh, he's probably a security guard for the ATM there. They're probably going to recharge the ATM or something like that. So nobody paid much attention to his open carrying, but he was an official security guard, most likely.
Okay.
But if you don't have those credentials, you're not really allowed to carry a gun. Heck, you're not even allowed to carry a pocket knife without having a legitimate reason to carry it.
Gotcha. Coming up on the next break, for those of you who Dean fascinates when you're listening to him, his writings, there's so much more that he has written that we've never even touched on yet. And you can find these things at either blogspot.gunwatch.com or ammoland.com. I tend to just stick to the latest stuff, but I mean, some of the stuff has no time limit. It's timeless. You know, stuff about hunting, the stuff about shooting, you know, just it comes down to these individual bills where that might not be quite as Johnny on the spot, but that's why I stick with the latest stuff. The repository is waiting on you, though. Go check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Friday submitted to Attorney General Bill Barr his long-awaited report on the investigation into Russian meddling into the 2016 presidential race and possible collusion with Trump associates. A senior Department of Justice official is saying that the special counsel is not recommending any further indictments. Harvard professor Alan Dershowitz reacts to the news.
If the report does conclude, as the president has said, that there's no collusion and there's no obstruction of justice, it will really take the wind out of the attack on the president himself, though many of his colleagues are still now facing indictment, sentencing, imprisonment.
Dershowitz was speaking there on Fox News, and flooding in northwest Missouri is forcing evacuations of towns along the Missouri River. Governor Mike Parsons has declared a state of emergency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Oh, yeah. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Have you ever done any when you've been traveling? Have you ever gone across the way to New Zealand?
I haven't. I've often thought about it, but it turns out that going from Yuma to Tamworth, if you can't stop off in New Zealand, not easy.
Okay.
There's a New Zealand airline that goes from L.A. that makes a stop off in New Zealand, and that would be handy. But then I'd have to make separate bookings to get to L.A., and then once I got to Australia, I'd have to make a separate booking to get to Tamworth. And you run a risk. Last time I went there, I made separate bookings for a different reason. And since they weren't all booked together, they changed one of the flights. Then I had to change my plans, and they wouldn't reimburse me because I had booked separately. The flights were not coordinated. And
right.
I had to, you know, cut a day off and stay in a hotel near the airport. It was just mildly not as easy as it would have been booking all with one airline. And flying from you, I can book with American Airlines. It goes all the way through, and everything is all coordinated. And I am thinking, though, that once I get to Australia, if I have an opportunity, I might book a flight and go to New Zealand. It'd be interesting to see what's being said there.
Well, I mean, one of the things, and I'm wondering what that's going to be like, but like in our cases, whenever we have an assault weapons ban, typically that also affects guns like your Glock 17 because it has 15 rounds in it. It's semi-automatic, that kind of thing. And
right.
In New Zealand, apparently that the rampage killer there was chased off by a guy with a semi-automatic pistol. So are they going to only be banning semi-automatic rifles that look like ugly military-style rifles, as they call them, MSSA?
It's a really good question, and we don't know. And I don't know if he was chased off by somebody with a pistol or not. I haven't got those details. You may be correct. I just don't know. But
right.
It sounds like somebody who had some kind of firearm was instrumental in ending the attack or stopping it. And we really don't know. For example, in Australia, they just banned all semi-automatic guns and all pump-action shotguns.
Right.
But they didn't ban pump-action rifles. And what they banned are things like the 22 semi-automatics that are just classics, like the Browning semi-automatic 22 rifle and the, all of the Remingtons and all of the classic 22 semi-automatics. And people are upset about it because what has this got to do with you trying to stop, you know, military-style firearms being used in massacres, which, of course, is so rare and unusual that it's just a tiny little blip in overall crime. But so maybe they won't ban 22 semi-automatics in New Zealand. I don't know. It sounds as if the prime minister there is totally clueless about guns. She's a woman, a far-left woman. And I don't know if cooler heads will prevail or not. They might. New Zealand has many more, percentage-wise, many more hunters and gun owners and shooters than Australia does. Whether
right.
they're willing to organize, and that's why they're trying to push this law through so fast. What's amazing to me is they've already banned sales of semi-automatics and magazines without a law. They just said, oh, we're not going to let anybody sell any more magazines or semi-automatics until we decide if there's going to be a law or not, because we don't want people to stock up in case we decide to make a law.
What about
it's a level of control that we don't
yeah.
see here in the United States. In the United
no.
States, somebody said that an injunction would be slapped on them really fast. You know, the courts would say, no, you can't just ban things. That's not allowed. We have a process you have to go through. You have to pass legislation.
Right.
But in New Zealand, that appears not to be the case. Maybe they have some sort of special emergency clause that they're activating. I don't know. But in New Zealand, you seem to have two types of government, sort of libertarian and very far left. And there doesn't seem to be much in between.
Right. Okay, well.
So we'll see. I mean, I suspect they're going to ban a lot of stuff, but maybe it won't be as terrible as they are first implying it will be.
No word on what's going to happen to those that exist already either, right?
I haven't come across any, and it didn't sound like, at least initially, it didn't sound like they were going to require everybody to turn them in. Initially, it just sounded like they were going to forbid any more sales. And I had read that before they put a ban on sales of semi-automatics, all the AR-15s in the country were bought up very quickly.
Right.
Any that were in the stores are gone.
Right.
Now, I've predicted. Have you seen a list of what firearms the murderer used?
I have not. I've seen a picture, but I have not seen the
list. I saw a picture, too, but I haven't seen a list. And I put out a prediction that the firearms he actually used will turn out to have been made in the United States, because one of his goals was to promote gun control in the United States.
Well, you know, that sounds almost like Fast and Furious to me, to be honest with you. We're taking a gun and it's being used in another country, and they want to influence gun owners in the United States. That's novel, I guess. I guess it's somewhat interesting that they are trying to go that route.
But this guy said that he did it because he knows that the mass media wants to do it, and he's giving them, no pun intended, ammunition.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing about him. He really studied the media hard, didn't he? He's got their number.
That would make sense. If you're going to be a political terrorist, you want to study the media because they're the tool you're using to get what you want.
Right. I get a kick out of these guys. I swear I do.
Blatantly, out front said that. You know, I'm gonna use the media to move things in the direction I want them to move.
The other interesting part is that so many politicians seem to be willing to take his cue on this one. Normally, I wouldn't. This would not be something that I would think anybody would listen to, but everybody's listening to this, and they're jumping. They're jumping hard and fast, but.
Well, another thing you see is that they're censoring the entire internet in New Zealand and Australia. They're just not allowing this manifesto or the video to be played. There was some teenager in Australia, New Zealand, apparently looked at the video or sent it to somebody, and they're talking about putting him away in prison for many years because he did that.
Right.
They don't have any First Amendment in Australia or New Zealand. There is a tradition of freedom of speech, but they don't have an actual First Amendment. They don't have a written down protection for freedom of speech. So it sounds like it's freedom of speech as long as the controlling government wants to allow you to have freedom of speech. In fact, I had read a little bit.
Let me get you all right there. I was so engrossed I forgot to watch the clock. So you hang on. We'll pick it up on the other side. We'll be right back. My guest is Dean Weingarten, and this is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Loads.
Like a long, long time.
Last time on the firing line. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Oh, yeah. Talking to Dean Weingarten as we finish it up. Let me ask you a question, if I may. Did you see what Senator Chris Murphy had to say about AR-15? Did you see that in the news?
I saw something. Didn't he say they were weapons of war or something like that?
Well, he said that the only one would miss them would be the rampage killers because everybody uses them. Nobody else would miss them.
I remember reading that now. Yeah, tell that to the 10 or 15 AR-15 owners out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Rampage killers are very rare, and they tend to use pistols more than AR-15s anyway.
Right.
He's just wrong, and like, with many who want a disarmed public, they really don't know what they're talking about. They have never really studied the subject. They go on talking points put out by the media, and they're just not knowledgeable about the subject.
Right.
When I was talking about the First Amendment, I just want to finish on that, in New Zealand and in England and in Australia, and how little they have of it. Of course, in World War II, the U.S. had censorship as well. But the killer in New Zealand referenced Sir Oswald Mosley, who was a British fascist and is well known. He's a British politician. And when the Second World War happened, the British government locked him up and just held him locked up without any charges for doing anything for the duration of the war. And after the war, he wrote and said, an Englishman always has his rights, except when he needs them the most.
Yeah.
And even if he was a fascist, he would, you know, he said truth there.
Well, anyway.
But, you know, they're trying to make it out as if the founders were not talking about military weapons when they wrote the Second Amendment.
But now, correct me if I'm wrong.
We're talking about individual military weapons.
With the exception, as far as I know, with the exception of the M2 machine gun and the M60 machine gun, those are crew-served weapons that only are belt-fed. Every other manned portable weapon in the United States military inventory has eventually, like the M14. I mean, you can't buy it fully automatic because of the Hughes Amendment. But if you can buy one made prior to that, whatever the date is in 1986, you can buy
1986.
One. Yeah, you could buy one. But I mean, the M14 semi-automatic was the M1 and the M1A.
Right.
I mean, those were fully, fully jacked up military weapons.
Almost all civilian weapons, and there are a few that aren't, but almost all have been used by some military somewhere, somehow.
Right.
22 pistols were used by the the OSS. They're used in the U.S. Army and military as training pistols. The pump shotguns are used in the military for clearing trenches and for
breaching doors,
inside houses and breaching doors.
Yep.
And all the revolvers were used by the military at one time or another, and almost all semi-automatic pistols. You even had 25 ACP semi-automatic pistols issued to generals at one point or another. So if you say that if a gun has ever been used by a military, it isn't covered by the Second Amendment, you're covering just about all guns. Oh, maybe double rifles. I don't think many double rifles. Oh, yes, there was a double rifle. Well, at least a combination gun that was issued for the Luftwaffe for survival in Africa.
Sure. Now, but, I mean, Lewis and Clark carried a, multi-shot rifle that was bought for them by the president at the time.
Rifle. I think
right.
42 caliber.
Right. And
20 shots.
And there was a 20-shot rifle available during the Revolutionary War.
Yes.
So
there have been. They were kind of rarities, but they could see that those things were possible. Yes.
And the Federalist Papers write
cannons. They were private warships.
Sure. But what I'm saying is that during the, what I've read, the founders wanted. We should all be getting vouchers right this minute for M4s, real M4s, because the founding fathers wanted us to have all of the terrible implements of war. Say what?
Yes, indeed. That's correct. And they did not differentiate between concealed and open carry either.
Right.
That didn't happen until the 1830s. And the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791.
Right.
So there was about 40 years there where there were virtually no laws against carrying deadly weapons, open or concealed.
Anyway.
So I think that, that's why we call it constitutional carry in these states. We've got like 16 states now that have got constitutional carry where you don't have to have a government permission slip to carry a gun, either openly or concealed. That's a little bit off the topic, but it's...
Well, let me ask you a question. I've got a question about that. I don't know if you know the answer to this, but it just popped into my head. So if I'm from a constitutional carry state, and I go to another constitutional carry state, am I allowed to carry constitutionally in that state? Or does that end as soon as I hit the state boundary?
There are a couple of states. Oh, let's see. I think it may be Wyoming as one where the law says you have to be a resident of the state for the law to apply to you.
Right.
But I've looked and studied constitutional law. I don't think that would hold up under a court case. Courts have ruled that you can't allow things for residents and not allow non-residents to do it. In other words, you can't strictly say this is legal only for residents. Now, I know the hunting laws required to get non-resident licenses.
Right.
But it's a little different. But for example, it's just not considered legitimate under equal protection of the law that a state discriminates against non-residents in its criminal law. So there have been cases already where
citizens
would attempt to get a license, but they'd had a green card, and the courts ruled the states had to give them a license.
Right. Before we run out of time, which we got about a minute and 20 seconds, I guess my question is, do they reciprocate between themselves?
A lot of them do, but not all.
Yeah. And I guess that will change as time goes on as well. We will see.
We'll probably see court cases on it.
Hopefully, Dean, next week we will be up and running by then. I'm moving this weekend. And hopefully I'll get the studio up and running by Wednesday. So I'm hopeful for that. But if not, we will reconvene shortly after that.
Very good. We'll stay in touch.
Yes, sir, we will. And for those of you who like the stuff that Dean writes, and I mean, he writes about what he knows and you hear what he's talking about, check him out two different places. You can check him out at blogspot.gunwatch.com or at amoland.com, where he is a featured writer. Thank you, thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Very good. It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. We'll be back again as soon as we can get up and running. Everybody keep the faith. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.